Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Another thank you to Bob Pompiani for joining us for the first half of the show. Donnie Chedrick filling in for Joe Starkey. Joe, I don't know what course he's at.
I don't know where he is.
Yeah, I mean, Pomp's outing he was supposed to play in, when that got canceled, I'm sure that Joe immediately picked up the phone, called one of his old reliable courses, and was on his way there in mere moments. Austin Bechtold is with me behind the glass. We have a Limitless Express on the way around 12:30. But we're going to play a little quarterback game here, Austin, and we can do this together when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, who has now finally signed his deal with the Steelers, the one-year contract, $13-plus million for the four-time MVP coming to Pittsburgh. So QBR in the NFL, that is total quarterback rating. That is something that got developed by ESPN a little over a decade ago. I forget what year that really got instituted in, but it measures the quarterback's overall performance, and it's not just the passing stats. It is just kind of designed to be more about the quarterback efficiency and all of the different factors of the game. So last season, Austin, where do you think Aaron Rodgers ranked among the 36 quarterbacks eligible when it came to QBR? Where do you think Aaron Rodgers ranked?
Well, if I get it right on the nose, don't accuse me of Malzey disease and looking it up like Joe would instantly do. I'm going to say 14th.
Double that number.
Oh, really?
28th. Aaron Rodgers was 28th in the league last season in QBR. 48. Behind, at number 27, Aiden O'Connell.
Ugh.
Of the Vegas Raiders.
Gross.
Now, O'Connell only started 7 games, whereas Rodgers played the whole thing. But there are some other names ahead of Rodgers on this list. Jameis Winston, Bryce Young, Geno Smith up there at 53.8. Joe Flacco only started 6 games. Russell Wilson had a better QBR last season in his 11 games. Kirk Cousins in 14 games. C.J. Stroud, you get up into the top 10, it's a lot of the names that you would expect. Jackson led the league. He was tied with Josh Allen, both at 77.3. Burrow, Daniels, Love, Goff, Purdy, Mahomes, Murray sneaking into the top 10, and then the Super Bowl winning quarterback, Jalen Hurts. 28th is where Aaron Rodgers fell, just 0.2 points ahead of Daniel Jones. Percentage points ahead of Anthony Richardson and Caleb Williams. So, I don't know how much you want to take that into account, because some of those guys didn't play every single game, but they played enough for them to qualify. Rodgers finishing 28th in QBR. Hopefully, it's a little bit better looking than that this season. But when it comes to quarterbacks around the AFC, Austin, where does Aaron Rodgers rank? That's what we're going to have some fun with here. So if we just start and go division by division and we put him ahead or behind players, I think with the AFC North, it's a bit obvious. We can easily put him behind Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson. I'd say that we are consensus there.
Yeah, we're lockstep on that.
Then whoever the Browns have at quarterback, even if it was a healthy Deshaun Watson, I think I feel pretty good putting Rodgers over whoever they put out there.
Easily, especially Flacco, Pickett. Rodgers definitely wins out over those guys, no argument needed.
So in the North, he is worse than two, he is better than one, and that is just whoever the Browns have. We don't even know who the set quarterback will be. AFC East, Josh Allen's a better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
People love, by the way, I think the stat that has been cherry-picked more than any, people love bringing up the fact that they had the same number of touchdown passes
yes,
last season.
Yes, you're talking about intern Dom that
yes,
likes to bring this up.
I am, among others. Conveniently leaving out that Josh Allen had what? 14 rushing touchdowns? Like, okay, add those up and then come back to me and tell me who had the better season. Tua, is he a better quarterback than Tua?
No. Or is he a better quarterback than Tua?
Is Aaron Rodgers better?
Tua is not better than Aaron Rodgers.
I'm on your side here, believe it or not. I know that neither of us are very high on Tua. And plus, the Tua, you want to talk about injury concerns. I think he's as concerning as any quarterback in football because of the concussions.
Well, one hit in his career is over, I think. You know, one more concussion, and Tua is probably never going to play again, or at least probably shouldn't, and just concern himself with his health.
Yeah, I mean, he took that one last year, and you knew, like, immediately, like, the moment he took the hit. And it wasn't even that hard of a hit. It was just an awkward one.
You could just see his hands clenching.
Yeah,
he went
into, like, that fencing thing, and it's scary anytime that guy takes a hit now in a game. But I think I'd agree with you because I feel as if Rodgers was in that type of offense, I think he'd put up pretty big numbers even at his age. So I would agree with you on that one. Drake May with the Patriots.
Not yet. I like Drake May a lot, but I'm not sold yet.
I'd go Rodgers there too for the same reasons. May last season starting in 12 games, 15 touchdowns to 10 picks. He certainly did things that you like from a rookie quarterback. And I think that New England is going to take a nice little step this season. I feel as if May is a pretty good player. They have the coach now that they want. It seemed a bit scapegoatish, I thought, making the change to Mike Vrabel. But Vrabel does have a pretty decent resume as a head coach. I don't think it's out of the question, for what it's worth, that New England's a playoff team.
No, I don't either. As a wild card team, Vrabel, really good coach. They've improved that offense that legitimately had no weapons last year, like none. And Drake May was still able to show some good flashes. So now with better offensive pieces, a coach with some good structure in Vrabel, they're going to take a step. It's just the only question is how big of a step is it?
The Jets with Justin Fields. The better quarterback of the two, Justin Fields or Aaron Rodgers?
I still think that Rodgers is the better quarterback, but I do think that it's somewhat closer than many people believe it to be. Fields going 4-2 here, like he was my first choice at the start of this. Now, that was not knowing that Aaron Rodgers would want to come here and that the Steelers had interest in Aaron Rodgers. If I had to go back and do it again, I'd be curious with Fields, partly just because of the athleticism that he brings, but now I'm on board with Rodgers instead, yes.
And it was apparent that Fields was their first option as well. This may be the first one that we're split on, I think just because Fields was the guy that I really wanted them to bring back. I did want to see more out of him. Perfect player? No, by any means. I think he's far from a perfect player. I think he's very flawed, and I don't think the dude is going to be fitted for a gold jacket anytime soon, but I just had a personal curiosity to see more from Justin Fields with the Steelers, because was he fantastic with them? Was he great with them? No. I thought he was solid. I thought he was pretty good in the six games that he did get. Plus, he did pose that threat on the ground at any given time. So we're sitting at like 2.5.
Yeah, we're at 3.
Well, yeah,
two AFC North quarterbacks and Josh Allen.
Yeah. So we go to the AFC South. Trevor Lawrence or Aaron Rodgers?
If you asked me this question before last year, I would have told you Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence is one of my favorite quarterbacks in the NFL from pure upside and talent. I think he's a very good player. But a disaster in Jacksonville last year. I wonder if with some stability, new coaching staff, he'll be able to figure it out this year. But as it's constructed, I find it very difficult to take Trevor Lawrence over Aaron Rodgers right now. I would still go with Rodgers.
This one really is tough because of what Lawrence failed to do last season. He was 2-8 in 10 games. That team was a mess. I don't know if it's me projecting this, but thinking that Trevor Lawrence will be the better player this year. The crazy thing about Lawrence is that he's like been in our football lives for what feels like a decade at this point.
I think it is a decade.
It's pretty close because he came on, I think it's like 8 years.
He was a freshman in Clemson, he started.
He's only 26 years old.
That's wild.
The man is only 26 years old.
We've known him since an 18-year-old starting quarterback at Clemson.
Like, it feels like we've like grown up with this guy. I think I'm going to take Trevor Lawrence here just because I feel like he will bounce back and have a nice season.
I'll give you that. We'll call it 4.
C.J. Stroud.
Yes. C.J. Stroud is better than Aaron Rodgers.
Now, the number's not great for Stroud in his sophomore NFL season, but again, just such a young player who I think, like Rodgers did multiple times, has MVP potential in his game. So I'm also going to go with C.J. Stroud.
So that's 5.
I think the next one is easy. We don't know if it will be Anthony Richardson or Daniel Jones, but I think it's Aaron Rodgers no matter what.
No matter what. Write that on the little notepad there, draft day. Put it on there, Costner.
Yeah. I think it could end up being Daniel Jones because now Anthony Richardson has this injury they have to figure out. And Richardson, to me, he is becoming the player that I expected him to be. Like, guy that will have a true flash of brilliance every now and then. A great athlete, just not a good quarterback. And I don't think over the course of his career he will ever play more than like 12 games in a season.
No, I don't either. I've never seen it with Anthony Richardson. I mean, the talent is there, but I've never understood why people think that he could actually be a starting quarterback in this league.
Cam Ward.
Oh.
I see,
we haven't seen him yet.
Right. First overall pick, but I mean if we're playing this game with Drake May, for instance, I feel like it's only fair to play it with Cam Ward.
Yeah,
like, we haven't seen the guy play.
Yeah, but we've seen a season of Drake May. We haven't seen anything from Cam Ward in the pros.
So you're like making that argument for him.
I'm making that argument against him.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm
making that argument for Rodgers as to why I would pick Rodgers instead of Cam Ward, because, I mean, this was also a weak quarterback class. I'm kind of curious how good Cam Ward is at either way. I mean, he tore up a bad ACC and that Miami team. You know, they fell short of the playoffs. There were instances where Ward did not play well in some of those games. Now, he did put up really good numbers in a large majority of the season, but there's still a lot of question marks I have with Ward.
Yeah, so it's only fair to have Rodgers ahead of Cam Ward. I mean, the guy's never thrown an NFL pass. So we have right now, we've had a couple that we've quibbled on, but I mean, if we look at if we're taking halves here too, we have him better than at least half of the AFC East, at least half of the AFC South, but only one quarterback situation in the North. Now we get to the West, and this might be another tough division. He's not better than Patrick Mahomes.
So that's six.
He's not better than Justin Herbert.
That's seven.
Is he better than Geno Smith?
I would rather have Aaron Rodgers than Geno Smith, yes. Now, I am also somebody who thinks, you know, Geno Smith is just a guy who can put up decent numbers and can win you games. But is Geno Smith the guy that can win you playoff games? Or can he win you a playoff game? And I think that if I went into it with Geno Smith or Aaron Rodgers and you put them on the Steelers this year, I don't think that I would take Geno Smith. I would rather have Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I think I'd go Rodgers too over Smith. And then it comes down to Bo Nix. I got to be honest, I really credit Sean Payton, and I credit the player here. I would take Bo Nix. The kid had nearly 30 touchdowns last season. He had 12 picks. Like he had the same, basically an identical touchdown to interception ratio as Rodgers, and he did it at 24 years old, and he got his team to the playoffs. QBR at 56.8, which was 19th. Again, Rodgers was 28th, but he, as a player, you would think only going up in his career, and yeah, we know that Rodgers is on one of the final holes here.
Yeah, I'll take Nix. It's close, but he showed a lot of really good things with Sean Payton last year and the connection that he had with Cortland Sutton. And Bo Nix is, that's a tough division, but I think he's a quarterback on the rise, yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's got a shot to be a pretty good division.
Very good division.
The AFC West. I mean, hopefully the Raiders can figure it out now with Pete Carroll and Geno Smith, and maybe the sophomore season for Bo Nix sees a little bit of a slump, but I mean, you still have Mahomes and Herbert, and you have Reed and Harbaugh as the two coaches. I mean, you have some really good veteran coaches and multiple promising young QBs, Geno Smith, the kind of the old man of the group, and Mahomes is still Mahomes. But we answered a few of those there. When we look at the Steelers schedule, how many guys, Austin, are better than Aaron Rodgers? So we're looking at a game we have to figure out right off the jump here, because they do play the Jets out of the gate. Now, I think, given when the game is going to be played, could have some sort of factor here. And the chips on the shoulders here are going to be massive, I think, for both quarterbacks. But out of the gate, I do kind of fear what Rodgers looks like in that very first game, considering, I mean, I don't know what the guy's training regimen has been before he signed this contract, but Justin Fields signed with the Jets and he was at the facility basically as soon as possible.
Right.
And the Steelers go in there week one. That place is going to be rabid. If the schedule makers, and I had Mike North on last month, he kind of shared with me that they took their bet on that Green Bay game as the Sunday nighter. He admitted if they knew for a fact Rodgers would be there, they'd probably have that as a primetime game.
That should have just been like the other Monday night game, just in case. You know, they typically do like two Monday night football games now on opening night. I wouldn't have been surprised if they would have done that. But yeah, they still, I think, were making a point by having Steelers Jets in week one. Whether that was just the Justin Fields return or holding out hope for Aaron.
Yeah, that didn't feel like it fell into coincidence that we got that right off the bat. But, I mean, given when this game is going to be played, there could be some rust with that Rodgers arm, with that Rodgers body, that I don't think Fields will necessarily have. Player for player, when they are in midseason form, Rodgers probably the better of the two, but weird things happen out of the gate. We've seen Rodgers have some great games early, but later in his career, we've seen him have some not-so-great games early. So, I mean, he got four snaps into his Jets career before it was pretty much over.
So you're taking Fields over Rodgers?
I think I would take Fields, given that it's right off the bat.
I would take Rodgers over Fields in that situation.
Seattle, I'm going to take Rodgers over Darnold. Darnold's had one... He had the one season in a pretty ideal situation for him.
See, I'm a big Sam Darnold guy.
I know that.
You know that. And I don't know how good the situation is in Seattle. Minnesota was significant for him. Like, he should have found a way to stay in Minnesota. They should have found common ground, whatever contract it was. And I mean, we'll get to the Vikings coming up here in a little bit, but I will take Darnold over Rodgers in this scenario. So we're currently flip-flopped, where you take Fields, I'll take Darnold.
I am going to take Rodgers in week three over Drake May. I think just the unknown that we still kind of have with the player. And I feel like you may be in the same boat there, because we just got done talking about him.
Though I do like May.
I'm going to take him over McCarthy, too, because it's only fair to keep that argument consistent. We have no idea what J.J. McCarthy will look like in Minnesota.
Slam dunk. Slam dunk Rodgers over McCarthy. I don't think McCarthy's going to be that good. I think he was probably the worst quarterback that was taken in the class, at least in the first round in last year's draft. Sure, we haven't seen him yet. I don't see it with him. I don't see what a lot of other people have. And there's a reason why he was one of the last quarterbacks taken out of that big group of QBs.
So we both at minimum have him 3-1. Through the first 4 weeks. You could chalk it up 4-1,
yep,
whoever the Browns put out there. Then they go to Cincy. That's Joe Burrow.
Yeah, there's going to be a run here where you're like, oh boy, Steelers do not have the better quarterback. Burrow, nope. Jordan Love, nope.
No. Indianapolis, the Steelers do.
Yes.
So he's still up 5-3
but
in this case.
Herbert.
Herbert,
he's better.
I'm saying no.
Burrow again. He's better.
That's a no. Caleb Williams. Now, what's intern Dom going to do for this game?
Panic attack.
He's going to get a split jersey.
What if he does?
Half Rodgers, half Caleb Williams.
Like, he's the St. Brown family for Amon-Ra St. Brown and Equanimeous St. Brown.
Now, I thought there were there were a couple of quarterbacks that you could really take what they did last season, and it meant a lot. Like Jaden Daniels, for instance. The guy was a rookie, but it was very apparent that he was the real deal.
Yeah.
Not that Williams had an outstanding season, but I wouldn't say, even though, you know, that QBR list I brought up, even though he was below Rodgers, he was 31st on the list. As a rookie, 20 touchdowns and 6 picks, 3,500 yards, I don't think Williams had a bad season.
No, he took care of the ball very well. And I think I might have it wrong, but I think he went one of the largest stretches in NFL history without committing an interception to start his career. And I mean, a big reason why he wasn't being very aggressive.
And you get Ben Johnson. You have they added a lot of players to that offense too. Caleb Williams entering year two. I feel like I want to side with Williams here, but I might be nuts.
I can be swayed to side with you on Caleb Williams there, yeah. I mean, as we sit right now, I would probably go Rodgers just because Ben Johnson, I think, is a really good coach, but what's he going to look like with Williams? By the time we get to that game, Donnie, I think Caleb Williams will be the better quarterback. So on the basis of that argument, as I did circles to get to it, I will go with you and go with Caleb Williams.
All right, let's do it. So we have him at 5-6 here, and now we are going to hit
the wall.
Yeah, that run is going to stretch to 5 because it's Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
After that. Miami, I think we both agreed that Rodgers, we actually like him more than Tua.
Yes.
Not to mention, this is going to be a Monday night game in December. There could be snow. It'll almost certainly be around freezing. The Dolphins completely crater. They're like birds. Like if they got to be north,
birds.
If they have to be north once the winter hits, they are going to be in a lot of trouble. They slow down greatly. They're like birds and insects.
When the weather is below 40 degrees, Tua is just, the numbers are staggering.
Yeah, they're horrible. They're horrible. So we're going to go with Rodgers there. Got to take Goff.
Yep.
Given the way that he has played, and then we have the Browns again. That goes to the Steelers, and it's Lamar Jackson again. So
what does it come to, Donnie?
By my count here, because we had those first two games flipped, but we came out with the same record, I got the Steelers having a better quarterback situation in 7 games.
7 of the 17 games, they have a better quarterback.
Yes, because I think, you know, either one of those first two games. Now, maybe people would say that they're definitively better in both. But, I mean, you got Cincinnati twice. You got Baltimore twice. That's 4 right off the bat. Buffalo in there. L.A. in there. That's 6. Detroit with Goff maybe takes a step back because of, you know, him losing his offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And then you have a couple that, I mean, we had Jordan Love in there. You have a couple that you quibble with, like a Williams, like a Drake May, like the ones we had weeks 1 and 2. But I don't know. I think 7 games. And we've seen them in the past not have the advantage in even that many. And they still somehow find their way to 9 or 10 wins. So it's not like that's an exact science.
No.
It's not like we're saying, well, they're only better in 7 of the 17 games, so they'll finish 7-10. I don't think that's the case. I still think they'll end up winning 10 games.
Well, they'll probably end up beating Cincinnati in one of those games. They typically do, and usually they split with Baltimore.
Right. They'll find a way to split with teams when they should. They'll sneak one of those games in. Like, I could see them going to Los Angeles on that Sunday night and winning.
Yeah.
When they might not have business doing so.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Thank you, a limitless wonder.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron? Dr. Dick? What should we go with
you
here?
You can call me Ron.
Fan Twitter, that's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Donnie Chedrick in for Joe Starkey until 2. Andrew Filippone comes your way next. Malzi has the day off. I believe he's golfing somewhere as well. Dom DiTomasso will be on the board for Pony. Austin Bechtold on the board for me. And that was the intro to the Limitless Wonder. That was some very fine work there, Austin. I enjoyed that.
I appreciate that, Donnie. Yes, we have a lot of clips that we usually play for that. There's a lot of good Joe drops.
Thank you, Limits. Thank you, a Limitless Wonder.
He was the Limitless Wonder.
But this one might be my favorite of all of them, Donnie.
Why, thank you, Limits. Your endless compassion for your fellow Earthlings is deeply moving.
Deeply moving for the fellow Earthlings. How do you feel about that?
Oh, Joe, I love the way that he phrases things at times.
Yeah, it's right out of left field.
Yeah.
Pony tweets, I had an Aaron Rodgers epiphany over the weekend. An epiphany from Pony saying that it was life-changing. I will share it 2 o'clock. What do you think Pony's epiphany is? Do you think that Pony is now coming around on Aaron Rodgers? I do not, but what do you make of it?
Oh, see, I feel like he is going to admit that he's coming around on him and that he's going to have it completely boomerang from what he was saying on Friday.
So he is going to be flip-flopping more than he claims that Crowley was.
That's going to be my guess. But now I am interested to hear what he says at 2 p.m. But he could hop on here and say they're going to win 13 games and they'll beat the Ravens and they'll win the division.
He'll be going right back and forth like it's a teeter-totter. Like he's at the park, up and down, which one's it going to be? Now, I'm curious. I think it's going to be something that is not related to Aaron Rodgers, that the epiphany is something different about sports. I think it might be on Donnie Kelly. Maybe Pony is coming around to Don Kelly, and that's what his epiphany is.
So you think it's just an Aaron Rodgers-esque epiphany?
Yes.
You don't think it's about the actual player?
Like, Pony went on his own darkness retreat after the 5-alarm marathon, and he is coming up with something like Aaron would once he returns from the darkness. This is Pony coming out of the darkness.
I think it'll be fun that if it's not about Aaron Rodgers, because that'll just get everybody annoyed, whether he is flip-flopping on it or not. But I think yours would actually be a funnier scenario. I had an Aaron Rodgers epiphany over the weekend. It was life-changing, and then it's just not about Aaron Rodgers at all.
It's a Donnie Kelly take or something like that. Well, Donnie, this is what Adam Schefter had to say from ESPN on Aaron Rodgers supposedly being the third option for the Steelers.
This was the best move that the Pittsburgh Steelers could make right now. But let's also remember that this was the third option for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They were in on Matthew Stafford and couldn't get done a trade. They tried to re-sign Justin Fields. He opted to go to the New York Jets, where he will meet Aaron Rodgers on opening day. And after they couldn't get a trade done for Stafford and couldn't get Fields re-signed, they pivoted to Aaron Rodgers. So Aaron Rodgers right now was their third choice, their best choice right now, but their third choice, and he becomes right now the third best quarterback in the AFC North behind Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow and whoever's playing quarterback in Cleveland, who we don't know. And it's a one-year deal for Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh. So guess what? The Pittsburgh Steelers are loaded with picks in next year's draft. It's a great quarterback draft. It's in Pittsburgh. The Steelers will be anxious to make a splash, and let's see how this goes. This was the best move they can make right now.
It is really becoming the best-kept secret, by the way, or the worst-kept secret. The worst-kept secret that the Steelers are going to try very, very hard to move up in the 26th draft. Because that's all that anybody will reference. That's all that we will reference. That's what Adam Schefter just said, where it's, hey, who cares? They have a bunch of picks in next year's draft. They're going to be aggressive. They're going to make a splash. I mean, teams are going to up the ante a little bit on them, maybe. At least that's how I feel. Knowing that, oh, hey, the Steelers, you know, they decided to take another bite at the apple. They missed again. And now they're going to be selling off a lot of these picks that they have. You know, they're boasting that about having a dozen picks in next year's draft. Like, let's up the ante a little bit. They'll throw in another one of those. They'll throw in that extra conditional third-round pick that they have. Let's squeeze an extra pick out of them.
They're never going to throw away a year, Donnie. I think we all just know that. At least they're not going to come out and say it, that at least they're going to do it. It's not in Mike Tomlin's DNA. I don't think it's in the Rooney DNA either. It's not the Steeler DNA, Donnie, to throw away a year for the following season. But I think in a way that's kind of what's happening here. Like, they're hedging their bets on Aaron Rodgers, a 41-year-old quarterback. They hope he has enough left in the tank. They're signing DK Metcalf to a long-term deal. Like, other than the Darius Slay one-year contract, a lot of things are signaling that they are going towards 2026 as the ultimate year. 12 draft picks. Most of the Steelers, if they stick with 12, would ever have in a seven-round draft with the 12 picks and a ton of compensatory picks. So, yes, they are, I believe, as probably strongly as you, maybe more strongly, that they are going to move up in the draft in 26.
50-minute mark on the Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Now, it is supposed to be a stronger quarterback class, and that was a case that a lot of us made leading up to this past draft where there was real concern. It's hard to believe now, considering how far he fell and where he ended up getting drafted. But the amount of belief that the Steelers were going to take Shedeur Sanders at 21 overall almost seems laughable with how things ended up. He went 100 picks after that in round 5 to Cleveland. The Steelers passed on him several times in that selection process. So the smokescreen was successful in the 25 draft. It is believed that this group in 26 will be better because all 25 really had was Cam Ward. Most teams felt comfortable about Cam Ward being their consensus top player. Tennessee had the luxury of having that number one pick. You got Jackson Dart late in that first round after the Giants traded back in. But the that quarterback crop just didn't look very strong. 26 is a different story.
Right. And, I mean, that's kind of what they're banking on. I've been very happy with them and the decision that they made to not draft a quarterback this year high and not reach for a guy that was not worthy of being that top pick. Like, you know how I feel about Jackson Dart. I don't think that he's a first-round quarterback. Not that high on Cam Ward. Shedeur Sanders, the entire league must not have been very high on him considering he went into the fifth round and the circumstances that came around that. So, yeah, you might as well, instead of reaching and just putting out hope that one of these guys will be able to do it, like the 2022 draft all over again, bank on the upside, bank on the talent that is to come in next year's.
And your boy is going to be in next year's.
Yes, he will.
You think they'll have to trade up for him? How high is he going to go?
Well, here's the thing. It's going to depend on how much he develops, Donnie. Like, there was a real argument, according to some scouts I saw reports on, that Drew Aller could have been a first-round pick in this past year's draft, and maybe even the first quarterback taken. Would he have been the first overall pick? He wouldn't have deserved it, I don't think. He's a first-round talent. Like, big, strong, 6'4", mobile. I remember that play against Oregon. I was at the Big Ten Championship game with a defender draped on his back, and he still throws the ball into the end zone to Harrison Wallace from 10 yards out for a touchdown on fourth down. He has all the skills and the traits necessary, but the fact of the matter is Aller has not been good against Michigan, and he's not been good against Ohio State, and he couldn't win that Oregon game, and maybe the worst game he's ever played was against Notre Dame. So he needs to take strides. But talent-wise, yeah, he's a first-round guy. He just has to prove it.
Yeah, I feel like it's a group that, like, these guys need to really break out this season to have a lot of people convinced. I mean, Arch Manning has barely played. You mentioned it with Aller, some of the shortcomings of his game. Lenoris Sellers at South Carolina, you know, another dude with fantastic size. You know, he's 6'3", 240. But last season, you know, he had 18 touchdowns and 7 picks and 2,500 yards. And he certainly had some games against good teams where he showed up, but he had some games against good teams where it was ugly. And, you know, maybe he could be a little multifaceted. He can move a little bit. He had 7 touchdowns on the ground. He ran for almost 700 yards. But it's a group of guys who I feel need to, bolster their resumes a little bit before we get there.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And a lot of it is going to be considered in what do you do in the playoffs? More than ever. Like, a big argument for Will Howard this past year was, well, yeah, he had a really poor regular season at times. At times, he was very good. But the playoff is where he really excelled. Now, that only got him to a 6th-round pick, I think partly because just the talent going into it, what people thought about Will Howard was different than a lot of the Lenoris Sellers, Aller, Manning, Cade Klubnik has been receiving a lot of offseason hype. Garrett Nussmeier, LSU. We're talking, last year at this time, we were really only talking, maybe Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders? We were not nearly talking about quarterbacks last year as much as we are this year already and looking ahead to next year's class. Not at all.
Yeah, we weren't talking about Jackson Dart at all. Certainly nobody later. I mean, really, I feel as if Quinn Ewers was somebody we were talking yes. about more than Jackson Dart. One of them went in the first round. One of them was the final quarterback taken. What's next, Limits?
Well, do you want to do one more or do you want to go to who's joining us next? Because I do have one more note for you. The Bengals are releasing Jermaine Pratt today, their linebacker, who was top 10 in the NFL last season in tackles. He was also a team captain. So the Bengals, and Pratt, I mean, yeah, he was top 10 in tackles, but he's not good in coverage. They are depleting an already depleted defense. What do you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, and they're at odds, it seems, with their best player, Trey Hendrickson. Who knows what's going to happen there? See, that's the reason why there has to be a gigantic pause with the Bengals' whole team and their whole season. Because, yeah, their offense, their three key players on offense are all pretty much all at an elite level. Burrow, without question, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the game. Chase, one of the best wide receivers in the game. I'd probably say Higgins is a top 10 to 15 receiver in the game right now. Hendrickson, very good, but they don't know what is going on there. He doesn't seem to be very happy, and, you know, he shouldn't be. I feel like if anything happens to the first two names I said, Burrow or Chase, for a long period of time, that team is screwed. Obviously, you can argue that about quarterback with a lot of teams. If they lose their starter who is a franchise guy, they're going to be in trouble. But the Bengals even more so. I mean, last season he put up legit MVP numbers. He didn't win the award. His team didn't make the playoffs. They made a late run at it. But man, really besides the Steelers, they lost a lot of games because they just got outscored. Their offense would put up 40. Their defense would give up 41. The defense in Cincy is just so bad that it's hard for me to say as an overall team the Bengals are better than the Steelers. That's why, yeah, they have a clear advantage at QB, but overall team, I think the Steelers are probably a better team than the Bengals.
I'm sorry, I was just laughing back here because intern Dom's updated NFL quarterback power rankings has just dropped. And he tagged you in the tweet with Aaron Rodgers number one, followed by Burrow, Caleb Williams, Arch Manning, and for some reason he threw Tom Brady at five.
The kid just loves chaos. I did ask him, though. I went back there to ask what he was going to do when the Steelers played the Bears this year, because I know that he thinks Caleb Williams is the second coming. I know that he thinks Arch is right behind him, but now he looks at Aaron Rodgers and thinks he's watching the guy that played in Super Bowl 45 or the guy that won four MVPs when I don't think we have that player anymore.
Remember when Colin Cowherd said that the Steelers should trade two first-round picks, T.J. Watt and George Pickens, to go get Shedeur Sanders?
Man, and I don't want to jump on him for like that segment. You know, both of us think pretty highly of Cowherd.
Oh, yeah, very highly.
But, man, it is funny looking back thinking, like, how off base that was given how everything fell off. Like, yeah, not only did the Steelers not have to do that, they could have taken the guy in round five and they would have been okay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.